I encountered the Portraits of Addiction photo series online a few months ago. The first picture I saw was of a prostitute and addict named Vanessa. She gazed directly into the camera. Her eyes were kind of watery, and her expression was haunting. And the background in these photos was so desolate, so devoid of street life, that I couldn't believe this was actually New York City. The images kind of scared me, but they also drew me in. So I got in touch with Chris Arnotti, the photographer, to find out more about his work. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little about this series that you've been doing. You've been doing it for about 2 years now, right?
The purpose of the project is to document the addicts of Hunts Point in South Bronx. When I started the project, I was still working on Wall Street.
What were you doing?
I was a trader.
Okay.
A bond trader.
Yeah. Okay, so a bit of a shift.
Yeah.
Although, do you think some of the characters, do you find parallels between what you experienced for those 20 years and the people you meet now?
You know, they're both humans, but I guess what I would say I've learned from both those experiences is that when you're wealthy, you make mistakes, and when you're poor, you go to jail.
How do you envision this series that you're doing?
It's very easy to go to the Bronx or go to a different neighborhood where there's a lot of prostitutes and addicts and take a telephoto lens and take pictures of them leaning into cars and never get to know them. What I wanted to do and what I want to do is get to know them to a point where the viewer can get to know them on the level that the addict wants to be known. A lot of people have said to me that I'm giving a negative picture of the South Bronx, that I'm looking for this. I'm not looking for this. It was there.
So the other night, I headed to Hunts Point and met up with Chris and his partner, writer Cassie Rodenberg. We went looking for any of the dozens of people they've befriended, some of whom live in apartments with no running water, no doorbells, no doorknobs. Outside one building, Chris picked up an empty plastic bottle off the street and threw it up at a second-floor window.
Yo, Michael!
We went upstairs to Michael's apartment.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
This place looking good up there?
I go under the alias of Michelle Shelley. I work the streets of Hunts Point. I've been working the streets since I'm 16 years old, so that's about 25 years.
Shelley's a transsexual heroin addict and prostitute, but when I met her, she was actually baking cookies. She was standing in her kitchen, a kitchen with no working lights, hunched over a tray of cookie dough, methodically separating lumps of dough from wax paper. She'd stolen a huge block of unbaked cranberry lemon cookies from the back of a truck. And what struck me was how these flecks of dough were getting caught beneath her long red fingernails.
You smell them.
Shelley grew up in a small town upstate.
I was having a difficult time as a child growing up, becoming an adolescent. You know, my parents were getting divorced, and it was a very bad divorce, and a lot of personal things were happening in my life. I was being sexually abused by a close friend of the family, and I had no one to really turn to. So I kept a lot in, and I turned to drugs and, you know, my friends in the streets, and, you know, I acted out.
She ran away from home and found her way to the streets of the Bronx.
You know, I had older friends that were transvestites and hookers, and me and my friend, we would shoplift and sell this stuff to the prostitutes, you know. So I knew the areas and the streets that they worked on, and I seen the money they were making, so, you know, and I thought it was exciting. I thought it was different, you know.
But now she's 40, and she's exhausted.
I mean, I've been raped, I've been beaten, you know, robbed. So, I mean, there's a lot of ordeals that happens, but you got to take it as it comes, because this is the lifestyle you're living. It's going to be there. You got to be prepared for it. You can't cry about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Just suck it up and move on.
She came into contact with Chris and Cassie and agreed to let them take her picture.
Actually, I met them from a friend. They were doing interviews, taking pictures of the prostitutes, and they were paying us $20 to do our picture. And $20 at that minute was $20. You know, they honestly cared about me, and not many people are sincere about that. You know, most people just want me around for either sex or for drugs, you know, for what I could give them, and they weren't after that.
Shelley's gone into detox and even stayed at Cassie's place one time afterward, but she couldn't handle it and ran back to Hunts Point. Her days pretty much consist of doing coke and heroin and working the streets to pay for it.
I use more because I'm lonely, I'm depressed, I'm out here by myself, and I don't want to think about reality and normality and having to deal with regular everyday living and how to get myself back to it and the struggle it's going to take and the... It's just the pain in the ass of having to put myself back on track and doing the right thing and going through appointments and dealing with so much. It's just a really big burden that I have to do, and I know I have to do it, but I continue to use just to forget and not have an excuse. You know, basically I have an excuse now why I'm not doing it, because I'm on drugs, I don't have to do what's expected of me.
After all that, she shared a batch of freshly baked cookies with us, and they were really good. Later, I asked Chris what he's learned over these 2 years. He says he's photographed around 200 people, but he's actually gotten to know around 50 people pretty well in Hunts Point.
My photo series initially got spun as a story about prostitution, and I said it was actually about addiction. But the more I've delved into it, the more I realize it's ultimately a story about sexual abuse. Pretty much everybody out there who is a lifelong addict has been abused as a child. And often that's why they are in Hunts Point. They fled their family, or their family has kicked them out, generally because of sexual abuse.
Chris doesn't have any false hope for the people he meets in the Bronx. Hardly any of them, he said, are able to escape the situation they're in. But his plan is to be there for them and continue to bear witness. This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Vanagopal at WNYC.